My main question throughout this project has been, what made Joseph Smith Jr. tick? What drove this man? It seems to me that there are three possible explanations, the last being my personal conclusion. The first possibility is that Joseph actually was visited by God and Moroni. He truly dug up the sacred plates, hid them from others as instructed, used two seer stones as magical glasses to translate the engravings, dictated the Book of Mormon by divine inspiration, and handed the physical plates back to God. Members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints would ascribe to this view. The second possibility is that Joseph Smith Jr. was a complete fraud, the consummate con artist. Scammers and charlatans have long used religion as a convenient, tax-exempt method for collecting donations from believing followers. There's little accountability and ample opportunity for diversion of funds. It's an excellent, respected vehicle for fraud. But for me, as a medical doctor, I feel there is something deeper going on with Joseph. He may certainly have jumped at the chance to separate Martin Harris and others from their money, but the tone and words of the Book of Mormon struck me as indicative of a particular mental illness. Today, that illness is known as bipolar disorder. For much of the 20th century, it was known as manic depression, but back in the early 1800s, it didn't even have a name yet. This represents the third possibility. Marlena turned to face me. Her eyes were bright with excitement.
Second of the Fourth has offered to show us her medical bay on the Dilraru flagship, the GCP Bayhound.
Sounds... I paused for a second. Great, I finally said. In reality, my mind was racing through all the myriad ways an inexperienced Marine like myself might get himself in trouble aboard a Dilraru flagship, especially when said Marine had no opportunity to review the cultural database on Dilraru customs and etiquette. I turned to Lieutenant Ben, who, as a cybernetic being whose life had been saved using human engrams merged with his Dilraru brain, was the closest thing to a cross-cultural expert we could have. Sir, I'm not familiar with your people's customs. Are we likely to cause an incident if we do this? Ben grinned. A grin on a large six-footed canine can be an intimidating sight. It certainly was for me.
Not to worry, Ensign. I've known the Admiral since she was a pup. I'm sure most of her crew has had their rabies shots.
I raised an eyebrow in alarm.
That was a joke, Ensign. Relax. Do you have any chocolate?
No, I answered hesitantly.
Can you get some?
Lieutenant Ben persisted. I imagine I could. Why?
You bring some chocolate with you, and you'll be fine. Trust me.
I've been a Southern Baptist pastor for over 20 years, and for over 5 of those years, I thought I was a failure. In 2005, my only son, Daniel, then 17, informed me that he did not believe as I did. Worse yet, he was an atheist. I was overcome with sadness and a feeling of defeat. I was concerned for Daniel's soul. I was in fear of the community backlash once people in my own congregation heard of the news. If I could not lead my own son to salvation, then how could I lead my own congregation? One day in 2010, I took a walk by myself. I wanted to have a talk with God. On that walk, I felt an overwhelming sense of guidance. I can only explain it to be God's intervention in my family life. This epiphany woke me up. God slapped me in the face and said, "Be a father." I realized that over the past 5 years of avoiding my son's loss of faith, I was denying my son as the person he is. I set up a family meeting and didn't inform anyone of the topic. Once we sat down, I told my son that I love him. I told him that I want him to be who he is, and that he was not to hide anything anymore. Daniel knew what I meant, and his reaction was awesome. He immediately got up and hugged his mom and me with tears welling up in his eyes. At that point, I finally realized that this was what he wanted. He was tired of hiding, but didn't want to do any harm to me or his family. He was a better son than I was a father.